welcome to the I Need More Money radio show. I always get a smile on my face when I say that because it freaks everybody out. Man, when you talk about money, people freak out. And that's the whole idea behind the I Need More Money concept. It's this radio show fall of 2016 called I Need More Money. What to do when you wake up and you don't have enough. Because I woke up and I didn't have enough. And said, what happened to all these hard years of work? Where's the payoff? I had the pain, now where's the gain? Then I had tragedy in my life when my brother-in-law passed away at the age of 46. Early. Earn your richness. You got to earn your prosperity. You cannot save your way to wealth. My name is Matt Monero. You're listening to the I Need More Money radio show. It is a call-in show. I want you to think about calling us with any questions that you have that relates to business. 3378-888-454-3378. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. We have a tremendous show today. Obviously, we're talking about money, and I'm going to get into the details of how to make more money. Because the biggest question that I get on the concept of I need more money is, listen, dude, I get it. I get that I'm broke. Hey, I get that I'm already doing okay, and it's still not enough. The key, Matt, is show me how you're going to help me make more money. And we're going to talk about my concept, which is called the Small Business Money Machine. And that's what today's show is about, the Small Business Money Machine. I've got two fantastic callers that I'm excited to have on the show today. My first one is going to be Barbie Engel. You can find Barbie on Twitter at Barbie Engel. Barbie, are you available to jump on the line with me right now and talk about money and whatever else we feel like talking about?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
How are you today? It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm honored to have you on the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing really good. I do have
good
for you.
Awesome. There is never a bad question. No topic off limits. So Barbie, fire away.
Okay. Well, I run a nonprofit charity. So it's a kind of a small business, but a little bit different with our rules and regulations on what we can do. But we're working on a giant project, and I've been working on raising money for grants and from donors for the project for about a year. And I still need, I'm about halfway to my goal, and so I still need to raise more, and I'm trying to come up with other ideas. And I was wondering, it's a music project, and I was wondering what you thought of opening it up so that we could have possibly investors I haven't thought this all the way through, but have investors that get a percentage of the sales after, like that's how they're paid back, is that they make money off of the production after it's completed.
Yeah, sure. And so Barbie, let's just talk about it. I mean, let's try to connect it if we can just to the topic of the show, because this is very related to, especially in the nonprofit world, about I needing more money, because really nonprofits and charities need more money all the time. That need never goes away. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And this is just one project I'm thinking about in particular, but every single project, none of our staff, including myself, are paid. We're all volunteers, yeah. So all the money that we do raise goes back to doing more projects. So if we don't raise anything, we don't continue our mission.
I think it's such an interesting concept, because some of the pushback that I get on when I come to people and say, you need more money, and people, of course, will say, well, you know, Matt, that doesn't make you happy. I'm looking for happiness. I'm looking for things other than money. And my response is, really? Tell it to a charity, tell it to a foundation, who are all, most of the time, volunteers. They're all doing it for a cause, and nobody knows the need of more money than people in those types of organizations. So you and I are talking about something that's important, because a lot of people think that, you know, you can't do both. You can't have more money, but then then you can't have purpose or helping. And I would completely disagree with that and say the only way you can deliver more purpose and more mission through foundations or charities is by having more money. Now, you're on the front lines. I mean, yes or no to that topic? Yes or no to that statement?
Absolutely, 100% yes. And that's the point that I'm at is yes, we're getting donations in, but they're not coming in fast enough. Should I transition a little bit and say, okay, if you don't want to give a tax-deductible donation, how about investing in possibly getting, you know, paid back in the backside of that particular project? And I don't, we've never done it before, so I just don't even know if I'm on the right track.
So, Barbie, let's
just asking for donations.
Yeah, so I mean, what's the biggest challenge you're having with your mission or your foundation right now? Is it fundraising or is it culture? Is it volunteerism? Is it marketing? Is it exposure? What's the biggest challenge right now?
Our marketing is amazing. Our exposure, our volunteerism, all of that is great. Our biggest problem is we need money, and we want to do so many more projects. And we work with chronic pain patients, and 1 in 3 Americans has chronic pain disease. So it's definitely a need that needs to get served. And we have so many ideas and things that are outside the box that other charities aren't doing. We try to never do what somebody else is doing and reach the mass population. But to do that, you need a lot of money. And so that's our biggest downfall is the financial aspects of running a charity, even with everybody being volunteer.
Have you guys picked your number for 2016? How much money you need to raise to be able to deploy all of these ideas that you have?
We do have a full budget that we've written up. We, at this point, we need $750,000 for the particular project that I am talking about. We need another $150,000.
So the 2016 budget that you're laying out is, call it $850,000. If you were to raise $850,000, you think you could deploy a lot of these wonderful ideas that you have. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. We could do 100%.
Good. Then here's what we need to do. You need to multiply that times a factor, and you need to be going for $8.5 million. Because you're going to come up, if you say 850 is the number, you're going to come up short. If you say 8.5 million is the number, you're going to come up at $2 or $3 million. Look, I have a $100 million business here, and I've been in business 20 years. My goals for the future are to grow a $1 billion business, not because I want a $1 billion business or I want the money that a $1 billion business throws off, but it keeps me engaged. It keeps me excited. It keeps me focused on the systems and the processes and the people to grow a $100 million business. So if I come up short, my $100 million business goes to $300 million, then guess what? It was a huge win for me because I was motivated the entire time and I set this monster goal. So my suggestion, Barbie, is to set those goals monster. Set them bigger. Get the entire organization not focused on what you need, but something that is literally 10 times larger than what you need. And the system will begin to work backwards innately on its own, and your people will begin to figure out a way of how can we get to 8.5 million and the 800 and actually happen. Here's the other piece.
Okay.
You cannot be afraid to ask for the money. See, our entire culture is so scared to talk about money. We're even afraid to talk about it in our own houses, right? My wife and I hate talking about money together. So in a business, it's even that much more. If we want to talk about it with our wives, how are we going to talk about it in business? So charities need to go to the marketplace and say, I need 8.5 million bucks. How much can you give me? How much can I get from you? So charities need to really start asking for more money more often. Don't be afraid to ask for the cash.
Wow. Okay.
So Barbie, you know, we're coming up on a break here. I want to thank you for your call. I'm honored that you all in. I appreciate your 50 needs to be 8.5. Number two, ask for the money. Thanks very much.
1-800-926-1818.
Welcome back. The I Need More Money Show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. I come to you every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time from our studios in Dallas, Texas. And what do we want to do? We want to talk about money. And I want to talk about money in a way that gets it out on the table, takes it from being under the rug, being a clandestine, secretive topic, and drops it right on front of the kitchen table for all of us to talk about. Because the reality is, we all need more money. In the first segment, we took a wonderful call from Barbie, who runs a nonprofit in the pain management side of things. One of every three people in America have a pain management problem. And guess what? She wants to help lots of people. And you know what her biggest problem is? I need more money. Come on. Let's get it straight, guys. Everybody needs more money. The question isn't the acknowledgement of we need more money. Everybody says, yeah, no kidding, Matt. I need more money. No joke, pal. The question is, how are you going to help me get there? And here's how you got to do it. You got to create a small business money machine. And what most people think about when I say that to them is they begin to think about, well, how do I get my business cards printed? Or should I be an S corp or an LLC or a C corp or a sole proprietor? No. It's none of that stuff. I don't even need you to have an idea. I just need you to think of yourself as a small business money machine. Whether you are in business for yourself or you work for someone else, in order for you to make more money, you need to look at yourself as a small business money machine and not as an employee. Now, Patrick's in the studio here with me. Patrick is our video production guy. And I can see out of the corner of my eye that Patrick is listening to this, and I think he's beginning to say, geez, I never thought of it like that. Is that fair to say?
That's true.
Right? Because what most people do is we look at ourselves as employees, and we need to look at ourselves as small business money machines. In other words, everyone that works for me in my company is a small business money machine that has the ability to make more money working for me. If that small business money machine, aka them individually as an employee of my company, if they deliver more value to my organization. So the question becomes, how do you deliver more value to the company you currently work for, or if you are in business for yourself, the clients that you currently serve or the clients that you hope you will serve? Because the only thing that gets paid in the marketplace is value. Expertise and value. And so in order to make more money, we must create small business money machines. So here's a perfect example. I have a social media manager in my company, and she works with our marketing manager, and she handles social media. We did our end of the year reviews at the end of 2015, just a couple weeks ago. And the first question out of her mouth was, how do I make more money? I need more money. And so we went through the entire process of the creation of the small business money machine, which was, you currently work for us. This is what you get paid. Which, by the way, she considers that to be slightly less than the local average salary for a social media manager and substantially less than the national salary for a social media manager, okay? And I get the data. I see the data. She actually supplied me with the data, which I thought was very interesting, and I agree with her. But guess what? She's not a great social media manager. She doesn't bring unbelievable value to the organization. You know what she does? She pretty much does what we ask her to do, and maybe a little bit more. So you'll never, in a small business money machine, ever get paid what you need to get paid or what you want to get paid when you deliver the minimums. You must deliver exceptional value to the organization. And when you look at yourself in that light, you will begin to demand more money from the organization. So I know that this girl in my social media department loves to write. And I know that I love to put out blogs, whether I write the blog, I will write my own blog on mattmonero.com, but for my company, I don't have to write the blog. It just has to be relevant topics to our clients, and anyone in the organization can write the blog. So I went to her and said, you love to write, right? Sure. And I said, how about you go ahead and start writing blogs, and I'll pay you $50 every time you write a blog. You know what she did? She wrote 9 blogs. Right out of the gates. Boom. Guess what that is? 9 times 50? What's that, $400? What's 9 times 50? It's 400? She sent me an invoice for $400. Guess what? You do that every week? That's $1,600. That's $18,000 a year. On her salary, that's roughly a 40% increase in her salary because she brought more value to the organization. What could you do in your world? What value could you bring to your organization that they would be more than willing to pay you for that could have that level of exponential growth to your income potential? Because most people look for a 3 to 5% increase in their salary, and they never even ask for it. They expect the company to deliver it to them. Well, if that's what you're expecting, why would the company ever deliver more than 3 to 5? Why would, out of the goodness of the heart, the company give you a 20 or 30 or 40% increase in your salary? They never will. You have to go to them by delivering more value to get paid more money. And in my world, that number needs to be $2,000 a month. You need to find another $2,000 a month. And I just helped my social media manager find it. And guess what? It just covered her mortgage. Maybe it just covered 2 months, 3 months, 4 months worth of a car payment. Maybe it covers her student loans now. It can radically change her world. So you know what I said to her? I said, I love that you just did this. She gets paid every week. Everyone in my office gets paid every week. So she got paid right away on it. And I said, now, you know what I want you to do? I want you to write me 50 of them. I liked it so much. I want you to write me 50 of them. And I want you to get paid $50 a piece. That's $2,500. And I want you to pay maybe 2 or 3 months of your mortgage ahead of time, 2 or 3 months of your car payments ahead of time, and stack and rack the rest. Now that's a plan, guys. That's a small business money machine, and that operates with you working for an existing company. You don't have to be in business for yourself to develop a small business money machine. But if you want to get more money, if you want to get out of broke, if you want to start stacking and racking for your future, you need to make more money. And the only way in my world that you can make it is by the creation or looking at yourself as a small business money machine. Do not look at yourself as I'm going to save my way to prosperity. You won't. You must earn your way to prosperity. So, hey, I love that concept of small business money machine. It matters. Start looking at yourself as a small business money machine, and the money situation can change dramatically. Do me a favor and call us. It's 888-454-3378. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero, and stick around. We're coming back for segment 3. Welcome back. It's the I Need More Money radio show. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I love bringing you guys this show every week, Thursday, Central Standard Time. I am your host, Matt Monero. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. The entire purpose of this show is to help people get their money right, to get the money moving in the right direction, and to fix this epidemic problem that our country has, which is that most people don't earn enough, most people don't save enough, and most people spend way too much. The third part of that equation is much less important to me. I really don't care about you saving your way to prosperity because I don't believe in it. I believe that you must earn your way to prosperity. In today's show, we talk about this concept that I have of a small business money machine. In segment two, I gave you a perfect example of someone within my organization who actually came to me upset that she needed to make more money. And together, we built her a small business money machine that doesn't require her to go out and create her own corporation or be in business for herself. She just becomes a small business money machine for herself under my umbrella of my company. And guess what? Instead of getting a 3-5% annual pay raise, she probably got a 40% annual pay raise. That moves the needle, folks. Now, what you do with that 40%, will you save that topic for other shows? And also, that'll be deeply discussed in the book, which is called I Need More Money. It comes out in the fall of this year. But the concept is you need to start looking at yourself as a small business money machine, whether you are in business for yourself or you are an employee of somebody else. I want to take a caller here. I have Jacob on the line right now. Jacob, I'm Matt Monero, and welcome to the I Need More Money radio show.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I just watched your video with Big Cat Trucker.
Nice. Man, you know Big Cat?
That was the best. I just happened upon this thing there, and I'm like halfway through it, actually.
And that's awesome.
I mean, I'm a truck driver. Well, at least I was one. I got hurt, so I can't drive now. But
yeah,
I was a trucker for a long time, and I usually it's very, you know, negative. You always get that guy that's so negative, and he's just ready to just hurt everybody. You know what I mean? And but the way you said it, the way you guys talked, it was like you weren't like, you know, making it look like it was cream pie and everything and tough, I mean, you know, fluffy clouds and cherries and everything, but you made it happier, and I appreciate that. That really it made me smile, and it's nice to know there's somebody on the radio that's actually trucker friendly.
Man, that's awesome that you say that. I appreciate the shout out. I mean, I built an entire network called CFFNation.com to inform, educate, and entertain the transportation industry. No negativity allowed on the network at all. We got shows on fitness and health and finance and safety and motivation and coaching and all this stuff. You should check it out at CFFNation.com. And that's where that interview with Big Cat came from, because I do a show on there called Titans of Transportation. We did an incredible interview with Don Freimiller of Freimiller Trucking. I just did an incredible interview with the CEO of Warner that'll launch in the next week or so. So, man, I really appreciate you saying that, because you're right, man. The trucking industry has been filled with negativity. I've been in it 20 plus years. It's been filled with negativity. And we made a choice last year that we were going to build a network that was going to try and change that. And it actually has. That network now gets 150,000 views a month.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So, hey, man, I appreciate your call here, but let's get talking about the money piece, right? Because when I say to you, I need more money, what does that do to you, my friend? Does it make you pucker a little bit? I mean, how do you feel when we talk about money?
Well, I certainly need more money, that's for sure, but not for the sake of, you know, having money. I'd say money is no trouble, but also I would say that money is a servant. And each dollar I have is there to serve me. And I don't just want to give it up anywhere and just, you know, let go of my servant. You know, I want it to do a purpose and at the right time and use it.
Are you putting a religious connection when you say service? Are you talking a religious connection? Like the Lord has given you that money and now you are the servant of his money. Is that how you're looking at it?
I would have to say yes. I never used to be that way when I didn't have the Lord. But yeah, I would have to say that yes, that there's definitely a connection there.
Yeah, man, there's no question about that. I mean, I've got a gentleman in my office here, and he's worked with me for 15 years, and I can remember vividly the day that he came to me and said that he and his wife had decided that they were going to start tithing at 20% of their annual income. And do you know, from that day forward, his income doubled and tripled and quadrupled? So there's a direct correlation. I'm not trying to get religious on anybody here, but there is a direct correlation.
I'm tithing. I do tithe. I tithe to a good source, a place where I know that it's legitimate. That's very important. Also, you don't just, like I said, money's a servant. You don't just throw it anywhere. But 10% is the tithe, and 20% is not the tithe. So it's a double tithe. So that's not something that's actually required of you, but it is a gift that God accepts, and He does something with that.
No question. But let's get on this point real quick, my friend, because the reality is, the more money you make, the more you get to deliver or enhance whatever it is that you want to deliver or enhance with. Would you agree with that? Because my point is, anyone who says that I have enough money, in my opinion, is really not on purpose. Because if you are on purpose, and you sound like a guy who is on purpose, and so needing more money and having more money only lets you put fuel on that already, you know, percolating fire and just blow it up and go to the next level.
Exactly. Now, it's nice, like I said, money is no trouble. So people mix that up with, I don't need more money, I have enough money. You know, so I just say money is no trouble. I don't say I don't need any more money. Like you said, you know, it has a purpose and a destiny, not just yourself. But when money comes to you, you get it together, there's something that you can do with it, and no one else can tell you what to do with it. As long as you're doing what you said, you know, tithing, then God agrees with you, you know.
Yeah, the tithing is important, but the earning piece is really important too, my friend. So, you know, people really need to make more money. Most people need a lot more money. They have enough to get by.
Exactly.
They have enough to pay the bills, but a lot of people need a lot more money. And so, what I've done here with the show and with the book is to try and bring that to the forefront, that says, don't be afraid of this concept of you need more money. It's perfectly fine to want more money if you're on purpose, because the more money you have, the greater the purpose you can bring to the greater benefit you can bring to the purpose. You would agree with that, right?
Absolutely correct.
That's how it plays out,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely correct.
That's how it plays out in the big scheme of things. We ain't chasing the direct deposit on Friday. We are chasing the contribution that we can make to the world, to the planet, to our company, to our family, to ourselves. And when we got more money, we can make a bigger contribution. So, Jacob, man, I appreciate everything. I appreciate your support in the trucking business, too. It's really near and dear to my heart. It's an industry that is, I worked my butt off for that industry for 20 years, and it's helped me. You know, it's really given me and my family and my employees and my customers and my vendors, you know, really a nice lifestyle. And I appreciate your support of trucking and everything we're doing here. So take care of yourself, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You too, sir. I appreciate you.
You got it, buddy. Bye. So, guys, we got into it a little bit there in segment three. We're talking a little bit about religion there. How does religion connect to money? I know that makes people freak out, too. It really does. But I'll go on the record and tell you, you need to give something back, man. If you ain't being charitable with your money, you ain't in a position to receive more money. They go hand in hand. There's no question about it. I have countless examples of people who, when they began to give away some of their money, the money came back to them 2, 3, 4, 5, 10-fold. Okay. So we got one segment to go here on the I Need More Money show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. Call me. Segment four coming right up, 888-454-3378. We're going to finish up on this concept of the small business money machine when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Segment four, the I Need More Money show. I'm Matt Monero. We got a good show in the works here. We've had two great callers, one from a nonprofit organization. And then we had another caller talking about just the idea of being on purpose. The idea of if I have more money, I can do more things that matter to me. That really connects to the freedom piece of money. At the end of the day, folks, that is what it is all about. It really is all about developing freedom. And money delivers freedom, no questions asked. A couple rules about money, just FYI. Anyone who tells you that you don't need any more money, that's someone who doesn't have money. Guaranteed. Because the people that got money all know that they need more money. Period, end of story. The second thing about money that's really important is you can be a good person and make lots of money. Don't misconstrue that. You know, I had someone in my office recently have a conflict with that. They were concerned that if they made more money, what would they have to give up morally? Who would they have to become to make more money? And my response was, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. It doesn't even make any sense. Who says, I never ever did I think that I would have to sell my soul to make more money. It's crazy. There's absolutely no connection to that combination at all. That you will not be a good person because you're rich. It's craziness. So don't let anybody tell you that malarkey. I have to finish what we started here today. We started this small business money machine concept. The first segment of your small business money machine was, what do you do when you work for someone else? How do you make more money? And I gave you this fantastic example, social media girl in my office who basically picked up a 40% pay raise by writing blogs for our company. It's a passion. She's good at it. She does a nice job. The company needs it. She brought the value to the organization. The organization paid her for it. And if she never did that, if she never looked at herself as a small business money machine, she would have maybe gotten a 3 to 5% pay raise. Maybe I wouldn't have given that, right? Because I don't really think 3 to 5% moves the needle at all. So I don't even think in those regards of giving people 3 to 5% pay raises. She got a 40% pay raise because she looks now at herself as a small business money machine working under our umbrella. But the second piece of the small business money machine is when you are in business for yourself or you want to be in business for yourself. You don't want to work for anybody anymore. And so now you want to go out on your own or you're already on your own and you need to figure out how do you turn that into a greater revenue opportunity. And I'm here to tell you, I believe that is more difficult than being a small business money machine working for somebody else. Because now you got to put your big boy pants on. And when you put your big boy pants on and go into business for yourself, you open up to a lot of pain and anguish. And so you really have to be ready for it. The problem with most business owners is they are technically a technician. They are really not an entrepreneur or a business owner. In other words, the guy drives a tow truck and decides that life is better if he becomes the tow truck company owner. He doesn't know anything about running a business. He doesn't know how to manage people. He doesn't know how to manage his books. He doesn't know how to set up an organizational chart. He doesn't know how to sell. He doesn't know how to advertise. He doesn't know how to market. What he knows how to do is drive a tow truck. Very different proposition. By the way, in that specific example, and I happen to know a lot about it because I have financed tow trucks for the last 20 years. I've probably done $300 million worth of tow trucks. That tow truck operator could very possibly make more money by looking at himself as a small business money machine and going and getting deeper certifications within the industry. So he knows how to drive a regular tow truck, but he becomes certified on how to drive a heavy duty tow truck or maybe a big rig or maybe the big daddy of all in the towing space, which is called a rotator. You can get additional certifications for all of those. And a heavy-duty rotator operator can make $125,000 a year driving a tow truck. So he became a small business money machine by bringing greater value to the organization because he can't just drive with a little tow truck. Now he can drive all the tow trucks. and therefore the company could rely on him more. Therefore, they could go out and get more contracts, which benefits the company because they have a trusted person within the organization who's skilled and able to handle all of these different types of trucks. That's how you create a small business money machine within an organization. The finishing topic as we're on right now is, how do you do it when you go into business for yourself? The first thing you need to do when you go into business for yourself is you absolutely have to be ridiculously committed to it. You have to commit to your business like you would commit to a child, to a member of your family. You literally must put your business at that level, and that is going to create a tremendous amount of pain and sacrifice for you in the beginning stages. It's not easy to do it. The second thing you need to do is you need to pick a number that makes that pain and suffering worthy. So let's just say you make 50 grand a year working for a company and you think you want to go off on your own. Well, guess what? You probably need to generate $150,000 worth of revenue, because after you pay the taxes and the rent and the phone and the advertising and probably one or two employees, you may be left with 40 grand left over. That was a losing proposition for you. That was a bad move. You should have stayed working for the existing company, created your small business money machine for them, developed more value to the organization, and went from 50 to 75 grand. Instead, you just bought yourself pain, aggravation, and a lower end of the year dollar amount. So you got to pick your number. Number two is, you must pick your number. What are you going to generate that makes it worthy for you to be in business for yourself? The third thing you need to do is, you must have something unique to the marketplace, because value is what gets paid. So if you're going into business to make cheap hamburgers, probably not the best idea. You're going to go make gourmet coffee and charge $5 a cup? Probably not such a great idea. You need to have something different and unique if you're going to be in business for yourself. There are riches in niches. So when you create your small business money machine that literally is a small business money machine, you must think about those three things. Commit at levels that would make other people freak out. Pick your number. That number has to have math connected to it so you can generate a greater income working for yourself than if you're working for somebody else. And three, there must be riches in niches. You must be doing something different and unique to the marketplace. Guys, I appreciate everybody listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. I come to you every Thursday, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Till the next time we talk. Thanks.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.